Because he's my friend. That's a personal pronoun. He's my friend. I hope he's your friend also, because a friend, I know him and he knows me. He's my friend. I just talked to him a few minutes ago. And Father, because you kept us and you're keeping us and you will keep us, we say thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the miracle of the resurrection and the miracle of us saving wretches like us, Father God. But the song says we should have been dead, sleeping in our grave. But it's just your grace and mercy, Father God, the reason why we're here today. And because we're here, we say thank you, we praise you, Father God. And as we stand before you, we pray for power from on high. We pray for our church today, that we may hear from you and leave transformed, Father God. We ask these blessings in the name above all names, our Savior, the Christ. And God's church said amen. Amen. And amen. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Text this morning comes from the Old Testament book of Jeremiah. If you can, you're able to stand, will you please stand for the reverence as you read God's holy word on this morning? A very familiar passage, Jeremiah 29, verse number 11. We will reference most of those verses prior to that, but we will focus primarily on verse 11 this morning. Okay. I still hear pages turning. Amen. I'm reading from the King James Version. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, and not of evil, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. NIV may say, for I know the thoughts that I, or plans I have towards you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you, not of evil, to give you an expected end. For a few minutes this morning, we're going to preach from the subject, God's plan. You may be seated. God's plan on this morning. Once again, giving reverence to God, our Creator, Jesus, our Savior and our Lord, the Holy Spirit, our Comforter and our Guide on this morning. Reverence to our pastor this morning, and First Lady, Sister Holmes, Pastor Holmes, Pastor Moore on this morning. To our music ministry on this morning, to these deacons and the mothers on this morning, to the ushers this morning, and to our new brother in Christ this morning, and to all of God's children, and to my wife also this morning. And to all of God's children, it's good to be here on this morning. God's plan. There are times when we think we know, but there are times when we don't know. There are times when we think we see things happening and we think we know, but oftentimes we do not know. Even nature around us, we think we know, but we don't know the plan. Just the other day, I allowed a bird to make a nest in my carport. I'm a naturalist. I'm a country boy. So I enjoy seeing nature at afar. At a far distance, far enough for me to run away if I got to run. But I do enjoy seeing nature unfold. So I allowed the bird to make a nest, waiting to see what was going to happen. The bird took the twigs and made the nest and sat there 2 or 3 days and no birds, no baby birds. They continued to sit there and still, Brother Colbert, no baby birds. So I usually ask my wife for permission to quote her, but I will go ahead and do it right now because I think she'll be okay with it. So we began, I even told my son, I let that bird make a roost there, and now the bird's fooling me. I thought it was a female bird. I was ready to pull it down, and then my wife started talking, being kind of chauvinistic. She said, he must be a male bird because he ain't doing nothing but sitting. Must be a male bird. However, we waited, and this week I see about 3 baby birds. My plan was to hurry up and get hats and get them out, but the more we waited, we began to doubt what we thought we knew. Our plan was to get them out and get them in. But God's plan was, nah, you let him roost there. Let him roost. Let her roost. So sometimes we think we know, we don't know. God's plan. There are times we go through storms in our lives and we know that we're going through. But the key to the matter is, beloved, to get through, you got to go through. You can't get through until you go through. And that's what we see today in the text outline from Jeremiah on today. But before we get to that, though, there are times in our lives where we know that we're going through. There are times when we know that we call upon the Lord and we say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee, no other help I know. If I withdraw myself from thee, oh, whither shall I go? We say that with earnest, but oftentimes we still are in our storms. All right. Well, God's plan is for us to prosper and for us to be fruitful, but in the interim, sometimes he wants to just kind of simmer a little bit. Because the best greens come from simmering. The best oxtails come from being simmered. The best neck bones come from being simmered. Although I don't eat oxtails, that's what they tell me. It comes from simmering, though. And there are times when we just have to just trust God, trust the plan, and wait for the victory to come. It's God's plan. In the text today, we find the prophet Jeremiah actually giving a personal letter from the Lord. This wasn't somebody told me that you're going to be a prophet. This wasn't, I had a dream about you. This is what the Lord said to the people who are in exile. Uh-huh. And they're in exile because of one thing, that's from idolatry. Yeah. Yeah. God's people who he brought out of Egypt, who he saved, who he poured down manna from heaven, watered them, they turned to idolatry. God's people who he bought out, his special people have now turned to idolatry. He saved them. He gave them Jacob and Abraham and Isaac. These same folks turned around and went to idolatry. Same folks who he bought across the Red Sea, brought down the walls of Jericho. Same folks have turned around and worshiping Asherah poles and worshiping Baal, turned back on God. Same folks. Now, I know we aren't like the Israelites. I know we are. We don't have idols in our lives. We don't depend upon our spouse more than God. We don't do that. We don't depend upon our career more than God. We don't do that. We don't depend upon our title in the church more than God. We don't do that, do we? We don't depend upon what we make as a living as more than God. Because the true definition of an idol is whatever you depend upon more than God. Your go-to is your idol. You feeling bad, I got to go shopping. You feeling down, I got to call so-and-so. You feeling down, I need to go up the road. Your go-to. That's your idol, your go-to. Well, this morning, the exiles were in exile because of their go-tos this morning. God woke us up this morning, started us on our way every day and every morning, and we have the audacity sometimes to have another go-to. He saved us on the way to heaven. We take the detour sometimes, my go-to detour. He put them in exile because of their idolatry. Text says that they're in exile for not 5 years, not 10, but 70 years. Because of their idolatry. And Jeremiah wasn't a very popular preacher, Deacon Hope. He didn't say money coming. He didn't say name it and claim it. He said, you sin, you're going to pay for it. That was his message. You sinning, you're going to pay for it. Jeremiah, what'd you say? You sinning, you're going to pay for it. Next Sunday, you sinning, you're going to pay for it. Wednesday night, you sinning, you're going to pay for it. Sunday school, y'all sin, you're going to pay for it. That was Jeremiah's message. That's why he wasn't very popular. Preacher told me one time, if you preach on sin, Reverend, you ain't getting a lot of amens. But that was his message his entire career as a preacher. You sin, you're going to pay for it. But the folks had a few prophets who they wanted to hear. Yeah. All right. Hannah and I said, yeah, you'll be here for 2 years. Jeremiah said, Hades, no. That's what he said. God said 70 years, and that's what it's going to be. They listened to the other prophet, and Jeremiah said, first of all, you weren't sent by God to begin with. And 40 years out, you're going to be dead. And that's what happened. Now, the reason why they're in exile is because of their idolatry. This is the cycle of the children of Israel. Sin, repent, God brings them out, sin again. Sin, repent, God saves them, sin again. Sin, repent, God saves them, sin again. There are times when I know I want to do what's right. That sometimes I want to do good, but sometimes evil's all around me. And the good that I would do, that I don't do. Am I the only one who goes through that? Am I the only one who, I want to do good, but sometimes it's all around me. And stuff that I don't want to do, some things I do that kind of stuff. So even Paul was in that cycle. I'm in that cycle. But there are times when the consequences to the cycle. Yeah. And when the consequences come, although we're going to be victorious in the end, we got to go through those consequences. But God's plan is to go through, but to go through, you got to go through. Yeah. Jeremiah has a letter to the exiles who were in Babylon from Israel. In the text, verses before, it says, you know what? God calls, first of all, he calls you to go to exile. Look at verse 4. I calls you to go to exile. God did it because of their idolatry. God calls them to go into exile in Babylon. Now, I wanted to find a visual to demonstrate the discipline that God enacted upon his people. One piece of art from my old African American history to find and show that sometimes discipline is good.
Yes, sir.
All the time it's good.
Yeah.
I try to find a switch, Reverend Moore. A switch. Not a light switch.
Right.
Not a walking switch.
Yeah.
But a whooping switch.
Yeah.
Those are almost extinct right now.
Yeah.
But when I was a boy, Pastor Holmes, the switch was a motivator.
Yeah.
It was a deterrent.
Yeah.
It's also a reminder, too.
Yeah.
It was that discipline that I got that caused me to remember I ain't going to do that again.
Yeah.
But I had to go through it to make sure I wouldn't do it again. You can do a lot with a switch in your hand. You can make a preacher with a switch in your hand. You can make deacons with switches in your hand. You can make presidents with switches in your hands. You can make choir members with switches in your hand. A lot of people can be made with switches. Y'all were made with switches in someone's hands. The discipline we had to go through to make sure we are where we are right now. I always wondered how I'm not very intelligent, but when I got to school, they put me in the gifted class, Brother Johnson. And I was wondering how in the world I got in gifted class. My parents are intelligent, but they're not geniuses. Why was I in gifted class? Well, I found out why, Brother Deacons. You know, when you used to get a whooping, your mother would do the syllables whenever you get a whooping.
Yeah.
Boy, I told you, don't you ever do that again. So when I got to kindergarten, I knew my syllables already. I didn't need no phonics. I was hooked on phonics from being at home. What it takes to make sure we get to where we need to be. They had to go through the exile because of their idolatry. Don't allow anyone to come in your life and say, you deserve what you don't deserve. We deserve death, first of all. But we're going through the times where you shouldn't even say a word if you don't know what to say.
Yeah.
They're in exile because of their idolatry. But the Lord says to Jeremiah, tell them that while you're there, go ahead and make yourself at home while you're there. Marry your children off, build houses, because you're going to be there for a while. Go ahead and make the most of it. Make the most of it, because this is the same era as, remember Daniel? He rose to the top of the kingdom in Babylon. He listened to what the Lord had to say. Do not neglect me, but go ahead and just make the most of where you are. Bloom where you're planted. Don't forget me, but bloom where you are. That's my plan for you. Remember those three boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? The same era. They listened to the word of the Lord, but they did not forget from whence they came. God's plan. God's plan. But at the same time, they're still captives in a foreign land. God's plan for them, but they're still captives this morning. Still captives. Are we captive this morning in some way or another? Captive psychologically?
Yeah.
Mentally?
Yeah.
Always concerned about what people are going to think about me? Are we captive socially? Worried about trying to get to the next level economically? Trying to make sure we get to the next level in your job, career, just being captive by that, captive by education. I got to get my next degree. Are we captive financially? I would love to be right now debt free. I would love to be debt free. But I'm not going downtown to the hall and buy no oil to say you'll be debt free if you buy this for $10. I'm not going to do that. Because I know for a fact that I made bad decisions. I got to go. I got to work through it. And that's what we see here in the text this morning. The Lord says, go ahead and stay there for a while. Plant vineyards and build houses. Marry kids off because you're going to be there for a while. Just make sure you make the most of well, because in the end, I'm going to bring you back anyway in the end. In the text today, we see three things in verse 11. We see God, and I can't see this morning. God knows this morning. For I know your thoughts. I think towards you. God knows. And he says, I think towards you. God's plan, I know thoughts, I think towards you. I was in my hotel room preparing the sermon, and I went through several versions of the sermon, just working through it, and I thought about this God's plan, and you may wonder what does he know about Drake's song God's Plan? Yeah. I know a whole lot about Drake and about Migos and about Future and about whoever else it may want to be, all of them. It says, be in the world, but not of the world. I know the stuff. I wear my Jordan school kids. Give me high fives because I got my Jordans on. I know the culture. For I know thoughts I have towards you. In the video that Drake has, and I was looking at something on YouTube, and I put in, I don't know what I put in, but I saw the video before I heard the song. Of course, for those who are over 40, you may need to go look it up when you get home. But you'll see the young man going around Miami just passing out money to people. But the backdrop is people told him, this family needs some money for this. They need money for that. So he went to those people because of the information he had about the situations. He knew where to go because of the information he had about the situations. Text says that for I know the thoughts I have towards you, not around you, but towards you. He knows what you're going through. In most situations, we put ourselves there. For I know my thoughts I have towards you. He knows what you're going through, first of all. He knows where you are right now. But then he knows where you're going to end up as well. But he knows what his plan is for you in your life. So whatever you're going through, don't worry about it. You're not in it by yourself. He knows what you're going through. He knows where you are right now. So don't fret. Don't give up hope because it says here, for I know thoughts I have towards you. That means he's thinking about you right now. Our Savior, he's at the right hand of the Father, leaning over saying, you know what, help John Stockton. You know he can't see. Help him out this morning. He's saying, help the people out in New Jerusalem this morning. He's leaning over. He's still talking about you and I. He's thinking about you and I this morning. He knows what we're going through. He knows. And second of all, he also cares for us this morning. It says here, 11b, the thoughts I have of you are for peace and not of evil. To prosper and not of evil. Yeah. He wants us to do well. Yeah. in everything that we do this morning, whether it be academically, socially, as long as we don't put that above him. He wants us to prosper. He wants us to do well, as long as we don't make that an idol in and of itself. He knows, he cares, but also he has a plan for us. Give us a future and a hope this morning. Future is going to be with him in glory. But even right now, I was telling a brother this morning, heaven is guaranteed. But he wants us to make sure we're prosperous on this earth. He wants us to make sure that we can give God for all of our success, give God glory for all of our success. Heaven is guaranteed. But right now, walk in victory wherever you go. Have a head up high because you're a child of the King. You're a child of God. God knows, he cares, he has a plan for you this morning. The exiles had to go through. There wasn't no shortcut through it. He had to go through, but oftentimes we want to have a pity party for ourselves when we know why we're going through what we're going through. The times in my life where I know it, Lord, you whipping me right now because I know what I know I deserve this. The Lord, he is gracious, he is merciful, but he disciplines his children as well. I got those whippings because my mama loved me. You discipline yours because you love yours. And God disciplines us because he loves us. Now, this text often is used out of context because we read and say, yeah, you know what, Lord, you got my back. Lord, you're going to give me what I want. But previous to that, they're in exile because they were idolatrous. Jeremiah says, stay there. At the end, he's going to give you mercy and grace. But while you're there, just hold tight while you're there. Don't rush it. Hold tight while you're there. There are times when we want to rush the process. We want to rush what we want to think we need to be. God put reset. Nah, I'm going to start you back over again. Rush again. Nah, I'm going to put you on pause this time. Now I'm going to put you on the sideline next time. Just wait until I push you up for it. God has a plan for us, for all of us. You're not in this by yourself. But those things we're going through, it makes us better. It makes us stronger. For the past several months, I've been in a wine press for the past several months. I've been squeezed. I've been pulled. I've been pushed. I've been set on fire almost. I've been just squeezed. But in the analogy of making fine wine, you squeeze the grapes, that's where the good stuff comes from, when you squeeze it out. The good stuff comes when you squeeze it out. So, devil, keep on squeezing because you're getting the good stuff out of me, devil. Just keep squeezing. There are two things I want to show you, three actually, that will show God's plan for us. I'm not an attorney, but I got three exhibits I want to show you on this morning as I close. The first exhibit that shows he cares is a whip he took for us. He cares so much for our sins and for us that he took a beating almost beyond recognition for us. Exhibit A, he was beaten for us. For your sins and also for mine. His plan was to save us at the end. Exhibit A, he thinks about us. He thought about us to the point that he had on a crown of thorns because he was thinking about us 2,000 years ago. This is Exhibit B. crown of thorns. He was thinking about your sins, my sins on the cross. He stayed there for us. Exhibit C. I'm exhibit C. He died for me. He gave his life for me on the cross. He changed my life. I'm exhibit C. I see exhibit C in the audience too. He saved you. He sanctified you. You exhibit C this morning. He came, he lived, he died for you and also for me. His plan was to save me. His plan was to sanctify me. The same plan is for you. As we close on this morning, he has a plan for you. He has a plan for you. But does your plan match his plan? If you're waiting around for the right preacher to come, right song to be sang, you're going to be waiting for a long, long time. If you're waiting for the right Sunday, this is the right Sunday this morning. God's plan is for you to be saved this morning. If you have drifted away, his plan is for you to come back this morning. Come on back to the sheepfold this morning because he cares for you this morning. As the deacons come this morning, God's plan is for you to be saved. God's plan is for you to live a prosperous life on this side of glory. God's plan is for you also to tell the world there's truth in serving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As a musician plays, he has a plan for you. He wants you to come and accept him and pardon of your sins on this morning. As we stand this morning, as we stand on this morning, as the choir sings, as we stand this morning, this may give someone a little more impetus to come this morning.